Welcome to Pep Talks. It's the Christmas season. The Christmas season. It's the Christmas season, everybody. And I am just kind of sliding through the Christmas season. I don't know if you can hear the carols. So what the fuck is the Christmas season about? Well, for me, it's about survival. It's about coming face to face with a whole nother set of demons. And basically, it's the family. Excuse me, the family demons. You know what I mean? By family demons, I mean, you know, I think Christmas... And by the way, I'm half Jewish, so I never celebrated Hanukkah. We always did the Sicilian side of the family. We did my dad's side of the family. I want to welcome everybody to Pep Talks. It's December, 15th. I just did a set at the Comedy Cellar. Just a weird night for me. Weird night at the Cellar. I was kind of put up late. Not the Comedy Cellar, the Comedy Store. I'm flashing back to New York. The Comedy Cellar is a great club in New York on McDougal Street. But I just did a spot at the Comedy Store here, and it is just kind of a weird vibe. And it was fine. It was dark. I got into a dark place that I always do, and the holidays for me can be dark. My wife loves the holidays, and so I try to get into them, you know. But for me, they're like this emotional. They're this emotional abyss, in a way. Like it's just all about. You know, if anything about the holidays, you know, it really is about, you know, the family and what your holidays were when you were a young kid, you know? And mine, I remember my father just throwing me out of a car. He just stopped the car and threw me out of the car because he couldn't take the despair. He couldn't take the despair that was in my family, you know, because my mom was manic depressive. And whatever you're feeling in your family gets accentuated during the holidays. It gets magnified. Like if there's depression and anger and a lack of love, then it kind of gets accentuated in the holidays. And you know, if there's, you know, misconnection, you know, but I guess as you get older, you realize that your family is just, it's just not your blood family. It's everybody. It's the human family. It's your real friends. And you also kind of get a perspective on the holidays. You kind of get a perspective that it isn't just all about, you know, this intense, you know, period, you know, in December and leading into New Year's. It's like you just kind of learn to live your life on an even keel and don't get, you know, sucked into the holiday blues. Like, don't get sucked into like, oh, I have to have a great time. You just kind of take it one day at a time. You know, you kind of take it one day at a time and you try to enjoy it and try not to get too stressed out about it, and you know, try to keep the money thing excuse me under control, and you know, you don't want to party too much if you're prone to depression, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know, basically, you know, again, life is all about balance, and life is all about balance, and it's particularly about balance during the holidays, where you really have to kind of, you know, get a grip and look at it. Now, tonight was interesting because, you know, before I went and did this spot at the Comedy Store, me and my wife went to a mall in L.A. It's actually in Glendale. It's called the Americana Mall. And malls are just like they're the epicenter of that commercialism. They're the epicenter of the soullessness of, you know, capitalism and shopping. And there is no real spirituality there, but we wanted to get, you know, my wife wanted to get a couple of, you know, gifts. And there is a great there's a Barnes and Noble there. There's big Barnes and Noble bookstore, and we like it. It's like three stories high, and we went up to Barnes and Noble, and I got into a fight at Barnes and Noble, and I was like, this is Christmas! Folks dressed up. This is Christmas, bitch! It was some guy online, and he had cut in front of me. I wanted a coconut milk latte, and he wanted a vanilla latte regular milk. And I'm against dairy products because of the way cows are treated in the dairy industry. And I was like, bitch! I was ahead of you, first of all. And second of all, you shouldn't be fucking subsidizing the fucking dairy industry. It's Christmas, bitch. And, you know, the Barnes and Noble police kind of... Did you know there were Barnes and Noble police? You know, and they got... They separated us. They read us our rights. They read us, it 'twas the night before Christmas. Yeah, by the way, if you're ever, you know, if Barnes & Noble, the bookstore police, ever, you know, break up a fight that you're in, you have to be read your rights, and then you're read 'twas the night before Christmas if it is in Christmas season. If you're in a fight during Easter at Barnes & Noble, you are absolutely, you know, forced to go on an Easter egg hunt, and that is part of your punishment. But anyway, this is neither hither nor thither. Hither, by the way, and thither, great vaudeville team back in 1926. But what I wanted to say is that me and my wife, we went to this, you know, fucking horrible mall, the Americana in Glendale, and it was just so soulless, and I overate. I just did. I kind of reacted. Like, a lot of times when I get emotionally screwed up, I kind of, you know, since I don't do, you know, weed or booze anymore, I kind of am like, okay, I'm gonna, what are my little vices? My little vices come up, you know, like, you know, I'm gonna overeat. I'm gonna eat. So I ate some vegan pizza, like a whole vegan fucking pizza. And then I'm kind of, you know, and then I'm kind of numb from the vegan pizza walking through the Americana. I'm like, oh my God. And then I start thinking, oh shit, I have to go perform at the Comedy Store later today. And I'm going to be so fucking, you know, I'm going to be so like, you know, Logie. I'm going to be so like, my brain isn't going to be working too well. So, you know, so we're in Barnes & Noble, and some motherfucker took the book. Now, I wanted to get a book on Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and some motherfucker took the book. I was about to buy a book, and he grabbed it before me. And I said, it's Christmas, bitch. It's Christmas. And I wanted that FDR book. I fucking love FDR. And anyway, the Barnes & Noble police came again. They read us. This time they read us Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. You know, Ghost of Christmas Past, Ghost of Christmas Future, Ghost of Christmas... Is it present, past, and future? I believe so. Anyway, we were read that and given hot cocoa. I had, of course, coconut milk cocoa. The Barnes & Noble police, very, very good. upshot of it all is that we go to this horrible mall. We, you know, I'm in Barnes & Noble. I'm kind of feeling like shit because I ate too fucking much. And I'm thinking, oh, I got a spot tonight at the Comedy Store. So I get to the... So we have to go home first. I drop off my wife. We walk the dogs. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling tired in the mall. The mall culture is in my fucking soul. And now I got to go be funny. You know, it's a really weird thing when you are not feeling... funny. It really is funny. When you're not feeling funny, when you're feeling like kind of a schlub, like, oh God, I'm just a schlub. I overate. I went to a mall and now I have to go to like a hip club and act hip. But I'm not hip. I'm just this fucking schlub who can barely get through life. You know, I can barely fucking get through life. What the fuck do I have to offer people at the Comedy Store? You know what I mean? Like, these people going out, you know, people much younger than me. And that's another thing, you know, and I've talked about that before, you know, being 59 years old and, you know, trying to like still be hip. But anyway, I go to the Comedy Store and it's kind of a small crowd. There's the original room, the main room, there's a belly room in the Comedy Store, and the original room was kind of small. I had a late spot, so people kind of tend to leave a little bit. I had a little bit of a late spot, and you know, they weren't that into me. They weren't that into me to start, and it may have been me. My energy might have been low for all the reasons that I was just telling you. Like, I just didn't have my shit together or whatever. I was kind of feeling them out. And sometimes when you're up there, you know, feeling out the crowd, and if you, the comic, are not in a good mood, you'll take it personally. Instead of like really launching into your shit, you'll like sit back and go, whoa, I'm not feeling the love here. And what you need to do there is just kind of win them over. But sometimes if you're not in a good mood, you might be like, well, fuck them. Why aren't they loving? What the fuck is these people's problem? And I was a little bit like that. So I was like, what is your fucking problem? I said to the audience.
Bright copper kettle.
I was like, it's Christmas. How can you not dig me, audience? I was like, come on, it's Christmas, Comedy Store audience. It's Christmas.
There are a few of my favorite things.
It's Christmas. What's the matter? I mean, can't you dig it, Comedy Store audience? It's Christmas. But it was funny because I started going into some material and they were laughing, but not great. And then some guy, I said, are you all from here? And he goes, some guy said, I'm from Texas. I go, oh, Texas, that's a shithole. And he goes, ah, not if you like guns. I go, no, I don't fucking like guns. I don't like guns at all. And I got into this riff about how, you know, there's so many mass shootings in the United States. What is there to like about guns? You know, we're all gonna, you know, and gun people think that the answer to like a mass shooting in a school is to arm the teachers. And I started going into bits about teachers having guns, like, you motherfuckers better study. You better study, I'm going to fucking kill you. And like, you know, why don't you just give all the kids guns too, you know, to defend themselves against, you know, all this shit. And I just got into this pretty funny riffs in a very dark way. You know, I said, I'm Italian, we kill people with Italian, I'm Italian, we kill people with piano wire. And so it takes longer. And I said, it's Christmas. It's Christmas, for fuck's sake! It's Christmas! It's Christmas. There should be no guns in Christmas time. There should be no fucking guns for Christmas. But anyway, it was a funny riff, me getting into the fact that, you know, the Vegas shooting would only have been three. If I did the Vegas shooting with piano, I would have had piano wire instead of, all these AK-47s, and only three people would have died. I just would have went behind people with piano wire. It was very dark, but it was a Christmassy thing, and the crowd kind of got into it, you know. So it was an up and down set, and it's just weird. It's the holidays. People are a little weird, you know. And I'm like, come on, folks. It's Christmas. I kept pointing out to people that it's Christmas. That's what I kept pointing out to people. Don't they get that it's Christmas? Here to stay. It's Christmas, baby. Come on. It's Christmas. Well, we're actually 10 days away from Christmas. By the way, walking in a winter wonderland, this is a funny thing that my friends from New York, I'm here in LA, my friends from New York are sending me pictures of snow from Central Park, from Brooklyn. And here in LA, 4 fucking wildfires in December, and like right around, you know, I think they're still burning. So like, I was saying to the audience tonight how welcome to LA during Christmas time, where there's 4 wildfires surrounding us, and the whole place is burning fucking down. You know, Christmas in LA, you know. And so they weren't really in, they were partly into that, just because it's absurd. It's absurd out here. Yes, the place is burning down, but it's Christmas. It's Christmas. All right. Well, I just wanted to give you guys a little pep talk, a little holiday pep talk. And I'm going to be back next week, of course, with another pep talk. And I hope everybody is okay, and you know, just kind of cruise through the holidays. Just I was talking to a friend who is just going to Joshua Tree to meditate for 10 days, and I was so fucking jealous. Going to Joshua Tree, if you've never been out here in LA, Joshua Tree is in the Palm Desert, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And to meditate, I can't think of anything better than to kind of fucking just divorce yourself from all this commercialism and all the stress about getting people gifts, you know what I mean? And just meditating and letting go and letting go and letting go, you know? But if you can't do that, just enjoy the holidays and don't take it too seriously, and just love each other and, you know, love yourself. That's the biggest thing too, is to love yourself and really be cool with that, and just kind of focus in on, you know, what you enjoy and give yourself time to enjoy that and give yourself space to enjoy it and give yourself space for everything. Allow yourself to be, and do not beat yourself up, and especially during this time of year. And I love you guys. Please email me. A bunch of you emailed me, and I'm sorry I didn't email you back. I'm really sorry. I had kind of a crazy busy week, but I'm sorry about that. I will email everybody back. But if you want to contact me, it's epepitone, E-P-E-P-I-T-O-N-E, at sbcglobal.net. And love you, everybody. And see you at the next pep talk.